est sur location.
Location. Location.
Welcome to Echolocation, the show that explores the nature of sound. I'm your hostess, Elizabeth Lojudis, and we're listening to the crackle of ice forming on a lake in Maine. This was recorded just a few weeks ago. These cold, quiet winter nights are great times to dive deep into exploring new sounds and new approaches to environmental art. So, other than the frigid pond we're listening to right now, we're not going to hear the sounds of nature on this broadcast. Instead, we're going to listen to a different kind of sound art, one that's homegrown right here in the Hudson Valley. We're going to listen to the 2009 album Bridge Music from Poughkeepsie-based musician, composer, and sound artist Joseph Bertolozzi. And Bridge Music is made with sounds recorded by playing an iconic landmark in our region, the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Mid-Hudson Bridge, which crosses the river at Poughkeepsie. And I read about Joseph Bertolozzi in the book Environmental Sound Artists in Their Own Words, which is edited by Frederick Bianchi and Vijay Manzo. And you can also take a look at Joseph Bertolozzi's website at josephbertolozzi.com. Bridge Music was created by sampling the sounds of the bridge's surface, its guardrails, its girders, etc., with various mallets, and using those sounds to compose new works, making the Mid-Hudson Bridge the largest percussion instrument in the world. The album includes an audio tour featuring Bertolozzi, sharing details about how the sounds were recorded live on the bridge and how the music was composed. So we're going to start with that track.
Hi, this is Joseph Bertolozzi. And this is Bridge Music. This audio tour will give you a little background on the sounds you hear on this recording. Since the Mid-Hudson Bridge is a suspension bridge, let's start with the most characteristic element of a suspension bridge, the suspender ropes. These hang vertically from the main cable holding the roadway up in the air. The longest ones are nearest the towers, and the shortest ones are nearest the shores and can also be found in the dead center of the span. You can hear these sounds in the intro to Bridge Funk. Next, let's listen to one of the many traffic signs found on the bridge. This one reads, "Bridge freezes before roadway," and sounds like just about what you'd think it sounds like. Yeah, pretty unremarkable. Here's the estuary sign. Here they are together. Now, by themselves, they don't exactly suggest your typical definition of the word music, but when placed in the right context, they become a pretty effective snare drum. After that initial hit, you may have noticed that you were also hearing the signs in combination with the long suspender ropes. I thought the added punch created more depth. Mixing and matching these different sounds is one of the most exciting aspects of composing music for a suspension bridge. That's the outboard pedestrian handrail, outboard meaning toward the water rather than inboard toward the roadway. It's got a very clear musical property to its tone and was one of the surprises we found on the bridge. One of the more ridiculous sounds we came across was from the drainage grates. These are simply metal grates which keep rain and snow from accumulating on the deck. Played here with a metal screwdriver, you almost can't help but laugh. Musically, however, it suggested a scraped percussion instrument like a guiro, a rasp, or a washboard. All the sounds on bridge music are the direct samples recorded from the bridge's surfaces without any boosting of treble or bass, equalization, compression, or any other studio techniques. We mostly used contact microphones, which pick up sound from the surface it's attached to, rather than from the airwaves like a standard acoustic mic. So, for instance, if you went out onto the bridge with a baseball bat to try to duplicate these sounds, you won't hear the same thing. Now, having said all that, there was one sound to which we added a fair amount of reverb, and that was the quote-unquote cymbal sound. In actuality, it was a long pipe which we recorded using a standard acoustic mic and played by blowing compressed air into it. By itself, it played a very low D natural, which you can hear at the end of the air blast, along with some traffic noise. Remember, it was a regular mic we used. We then tried a longer blast of air, and finally, by adding reverb to it, we were able to add both a short and sustained cymbal-type sound. Other than that, you're hearing the bridge as it sounds naturally. Many of the tones in bridge music are layered combinations of two or more sounds to reinforce or enhance an effect, just like in an orchestra where you could have many instruments play the same melody at the same time. Well, one exquisite combination was taking the rasp of the drainage grate played just before the sustained pipe blast to create a swish-like sound. In stereo, you hear the grate on the left and the blast on the right, but because it happens so fast, you experience a single sound moving across your listening field, starting low and ending in a burst. If we now move to either end of the bridge, we'll see a large masonry pedestal, and on top of that, what looks like two silver anvils placed on top of one another, with the bridge's main cable bending into the ground. These are the abutment saddles. Each of its ribs sound a different note because they are different lengths. The song Bright Interlude is a little study in this sonority. They also carry the melody in the middle section of Meltdown. Actually, they appear in almost every other song as well, either up front, deep in the mix, or in short solo flourishes. The towers provided a wealth of different sounds. If we hit the outer tower with a rubber mallet, this sound is produced. Using a log tipped with lamb's wool, you'll hear this. And finally, with a small hammer. We used the same implements on the inner tower as well. And just as a point of reference, here's the inner tower hit with a ball peen hammer. All put together, you could get something like this. Or this. Those clips also included sounds from a very large strengthening panel below the roadway, stretching between the tower legs. As you look at the bridge, it's just above the stone pier that rises out of the water. They added a solid punch. Another interesting effect was what I called the rain stick. If you stand inside the inner tower, you'll see there's a vertical chamber every 11 feet with a surrounding landing. I thought if you dropped BBs or something like that, you could get the sound of rain or surf or a surging wave. Here's what 3,000 3/8 inch steel shots sound like being dropped from about 60 feet. Now here's 2,500 plastic air gun pellets. And finally, 3,000 BBs. We got many melodic notes from disparate areas of the bridge, from spindles, gate hinges, conduit, turnbuckles, guardrails, flanges, anything I could attach a mic to. However, we never got enough similar sounds to create a cohesive scale of any kind. I had 6 or 7 low bass notes, 6 miscellaneous notes in the middle register, a third set of almost entirely different high notes, and this random pair of very high tones. I was limited to a small selection of pitches, so I tried to bring freshness to each new piece by contrasting the notes or arranging them in as varied rhythmic combinations as I could. There were, however, some notes which were duplicated in low, middle, and high registers. I used these to reinforce the melody, and before we close, let me show you how we built some of those sounds up. Here is one of a few notes that was replicated in the higher registers. For another example, let's listen to these bass notes, also starting on the suspension ropes. Now let me reinforce the first note 2 octaves higher with a flange from the tower 700 feet away, and the second note with a gatepost 200 feet in the other direction. Now I'll reinforce the third note as well as the first note again 3 octaves higher, as well as doubly reinforce the second note. Why not double them uniformly at the double or triple octaves? Because these are the only notes that are available on the bridge. I also had a very, very high second note, which colors the sound more brilliantly, but now you'll notice the third note seems a little dull in comparison. Now try this on for size. Yeah, the third note is different, and you think you're hearing it reinforced at 3 octaves, but it's an audio illusion. The top two notes are D-flat, while the bass notes remain the original D-natural, so they are severely out of tune, but you don't perceive it that way. There are a couple of reasons why your ear is tricked. First off, very few of the notes on the bridge are tuned as precisely as they might be on the piano. I mean, come on, they're not tuned at all. They just happen to vibrate at a frequency that we can recognize as roughly a B-flat or a C-sharp. When you couple that with the second fact that most of them also audibly change pitch flat or sharp after they are struck, and this is something you can readily hear when they are isolated, you have a scenario where context becomes important. For instance, the suspender rope plays a note roughly equivalent to a low D, which matches up with the rough equivalent of the higher Ds. When we align it to a higher note that's roughly a D flat, your ear averages them out. Here they are in quick succession. The illusion is enhanced by the third fact that the low note dies away more quickly than the higher notes, so the sustained sound takes precedence. This nearness of tuning, I think, adds to the vibrancy of the overall sound. Instead of a dull, repetitive sameness, the competing overtones are constantly in motion, adding a shimmering inflection to each phrase. In my computer, I could have easily finely tuned and transposed a single tone into a whole melodic scale, but it wouldn't have been true to the concept and also wouldn't have been playable by live musicians, which is a future goal for this project. This brings us to the end of our audio tour. Don't get too caught up in the mechanics of everything we just went through. Bridge music is simply meant to be something that you can listen to and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Echolocation on WGXC 90.7 FM, and we just heard the track Meltdown from Joseph Bertolozzi's 2009 release, Bridge Music, which used the Mid-Hudson Bridge as the largest percussion instrument in the world. And in addition to recording Bridge Music as an album, Bertolozzi worked with the New York State Bridge Authority to install listening stations on the bridge. They're located on the bridge's towers, and they are the most visceral way to experience bridge music. You can press a button and hear the music of the bridge on the bridge. The listening stations are open April 1st through October 31st and are free and open to the public. But if you want to go check it out this winter, there are park radios. The park radios are for those who are unable to walk on the bridge or who arrive during inclement weather. And you can tune in to 95.3 FM within the parks flanking the bridge, which is Juarez Park in Poughkeepsie and the Johnson Iorio Park in Highland. And the park radios operate at 95.3 FM 24 hours a day, year-round, and they're heard exclusively within the parks on both sides of the river. But we're also sharing the entire Bridge Music album today on Echolocation. So the next tracks that we're going to listen to are entitled Bridge Funk, Dark Interlude, and Toward the Horizon. Thank you. You're listening to Echolocation on WGXC 90.7 FM and wavefarm.org. I'm your hostess, Elizabeth Lowe Judas, and on this broadcast, we're listening to the album Bridge Music by Poughkeepsie-based organist, composer, and sound artist Joseph Bertolozzi. We just heard the tracks Bridge Funk, Dark Interlude, and Towards the Horizon off of the 2009 release. All the sounds you hear on all the tracks we're listening to were recorded by playing parts of the Mid-Hudson Bridge. And now we're going to dive right back in and listen to the tracks The River That Flows Both Ways, Landfall, and Bright Interlude. Thank you. You're tuned in to Echolocation, and we're listening to sounds of the Mid-Hudson Bridge, recorded and composed into music by Poughkeepsie musician Joseph Bertolozzi. The album we're listening to is called Bridge Music, and Bertolozzi also recorded an album called Tower Music, using the Eiffel Tower as an instrument. You can read more about these projects and other works by Bertolozzi at josephbertolozzi.com. And it's Bertolozzi. We're going to listen to a few more tracks from Bridge Music. Coming up are Steelworks and Rivet Gun.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to Echolocation, and we've been listening to bridge music by Poughkeepsie-based organist, composer, and sound artist Joseph Bertolozzi. The bridge music was made by using the Mid-Hudson Bridge as the world's largest percussion instrument, and the album was released in 2009. In 2019, there was a celebration of the 10-year anniversary of the release that included a tour of the bridge led by Bertolozzi, screenings of films about bridge music, and a light show with the lights that illuminate the bridge changing color and pulsing to the rhythms of bridge music. So we just heard the songs Steelworks and Rivet Gun, and we're going to close out the hour listening to the last track on the album, which is called Silver Rain. Thank you. You've been listening to the album Bridge Music, composed using sounds recorded on the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Mid-Hudson Bridge by Joseph Bertolozzi. You can learn and listen more at josephbertolozzi.com. And Bertolozzi is spelled B-E-R-T-O-L-O-Z-Z-I. Echolocation is a show that explores natural sounds, environmental sound art, and the science of bioacoustics. The show airs seasonally on WGXC and wavefarm.org, broadcast on the fifth Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. You can listen to past shows and subscribe to the podcast by searching for the show on the WGXC archives at wavefarm.org. You can like the show's page on Facebook at echolocation/WGXC and learn more at the echolocation page on my website, lizlog.net. I'm your hostess, Elizabeth Lojudis, thanking you for tuning in and wishing you a happy and sonically vibrant New Year.